My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Beat Cincinnati in the
and beat them back
twice.
To back weeks.
Yeah,
right.
That was impressive.
I ain't saying, bro.
That was his.
That was a 12-win season.
That's a
low presser.
That's the
season.
One that got him.
That's a low presser game, though. I'm talking about when he see that leaping tiger on that helmet, it's gonna do something to him.
Well, I appreciate the confidence. I mean, I don't share it because it's just so desperate for Florida State, bro. That's the difference,
and
right?
You desperate and sorry. What that mean?
I mean, you make a point. I mean, they
you
might,
desperate and sorry. What
they
mean,
might
bro?
Really just be bad. If they are, then Memphis should go down there and feel good about it, you know?
So we got one of the Usos, a quarterback. We ain't worried about them folks, bro. We got them.
Yeah. Yes.
We got them.
I heard his dad, by the way, in a space. Did you see that?
No. Nah.
His dad was in a space over the summer. They try to make it look like it was this week.
I seen it.
No, well, you're
I seen
you
it.
Don't want, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you want to mess with that.
What do you mean?
There's a caveat.
Is there an offer on the table, scholarship offer?
Man, you don't get up out of here.
Exactly. So, yeah.
They got a future. I got a future All American kid, bro.
Okay, they're trying to get the commitment early.
Some dude gonna say, "Nah." He gonna say, "If I say that Penny's been a colossal failure, that I get the tickets, bro." You think I'm hard up for tickets, bro?
Oh, tickets?
Man, how bad?
Ticket?
Come on,
we can hook you up with Scott, man.
I'm hard up for tickets?
They must think this man desperate as hell. Come on, now.
I mean, it is not. I mean, if you know, it's Troy. I'm pretty sure you could just throw on one. You know
exactly. I can just fall up in that joint. I can make a fake media credentials and walk up in that bag.
Man, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, we're gay with a credential on too.
Exactly right. You could be like a recruiting visit.
I don't know who y'all think has been unbearable though. Like as far as like parents with kids that are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let gay be good for real, bro.
Yeah.
I would be.
Jason was definitely on that track, but he has caught himself, and he is.
Oh, I would be ridiculous.
He no longer is involved. No.
Y'all would think the gay. y'all would think gay mom don't exist. You'd be wondering, does this kid even have a mom? Like y'all would be so out front. You would even.
You can't just LeVar it now. Steph has to be involved.
Hey, Stephanie a beast too now because you know.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. I mean,
because Stephanie have a new line of gay gear on every game. I'd be like, I'm just gonna looking like
she'll
a dummy.
She'll feel like she's going to be collecting the NIL.
Yeah, we might just be them parents from hell. About, nah, I don't know, man. Hey, we just going to be another split product. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let gay be cold for real, bro. Y'all, hey, I'm going to be unbearable, bro. Like, whoever y'all seen that was big, like, come on now.
Yep. He is Anthony Saint. Catch him on the Anthony Saint Show, as always. Join us every Friday here in studio. Come back with the rundown. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality. I know you're angry.
Black tie movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. Cross town, cross country, no matter where you're going. They're the best team in town. 316-6196 is the phone number. Get on the schedule. Because here's the truth. They book up fast. People are moving all the time. in and out of Memphis. They're the best because they show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on budget. No surprises at the end of the move. They're the best. Give them a call. Get on the schedule. 316-6196. Black Tie Move, a change and move in the city of Memphis. Call today. You like that? You like that? Yeah.
I can tell y'all feeling it on a Friday. Did you tell him to crank that up?
That's he heard like me a, singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I can feel y'all's vibe.
Yeah, we need to inject some new life into this show. Set me free. Mario Anderson out of the backfield against that Troy Trojan defensive line.
3 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
3.1
YPC. Oh, yeah, Memphis running game. I'm excited.
We're about to get
this run game going. Are we? That's what we worked on all week.
But what if the defense just keeps changing after the headset goes off?
We've adjusted. We've adjusted.
2.6 YPC.
It was 2.3, wasn't it?
Was
get your facts straight.
I was trying to help out.
That North Alabama defense.
I mean,
defense.
It was 2.3 YPC. 2.3 YPC.
We're going to improve
2.3
that.
2.3 YPC.
Are you going to talk about the game, or are you going to try to make fun of the Tigers' run game? Which, oh, by the way, took a blow, an unfair blow in losing Sutton Smith, bro.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You act like we're not trying to make some adjustments.
He was 3 carries for 7 yards before he left the game. Did not matter if he was in or out.
Sun smells good.
No, we need him. We need him. Silverfield had a quote. I think I'm gonna be honest. I think it was to Greg Gaston yesterday, and I'm still trying to kind of figure out what he was saying. In all honesty, I gotta find it. Because you know how when Jeffrey
they
does.
They actually haven't ascertained what has happened with the running back.
Yeah, like.
I'm sorry?
That was the quote. They have not figured out what the hell's wrong with the kid.
I got to find the quote.
Basically,
bro.
I'm paraphrasing.
I got to find it, man.
That was the most bizarre quote I've read about the situation.
We're not sure what happened to
Sutton
Smith.
We don't know. I'm like, did you get a damn MRI? Do we know if he's in or out?
You know,
thank you.
You have that deep thought.
Yeah, deep thoughts with Jack Handy type thing.
Like. Jeffrey plays it every now and then on the Jeff. I think he has it over
like
there.
Is it like Zen music? Or what's it, what would it be titled?
I don't know
it
what it's called, but that's what I thought of when I saw this quote from Silverfield. He said he was asked by Greg and Eli, full credit.
Yeah.
I don't ever mind giving credit.
No, attribution. There you go.
Ryan Silverfield, still trying to figure out the Sutton Smith situation. As we progress, we'll have a better understanding. But obviously, he's a great young man, so we'll get a feel for his total situation and what that looks like.
I didn't understand that.
I was like, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Yeah. What was your initial impression of what that is?
Brother, I have nothing to give you on this one.
Read it one more time, if you don't mind.
Still trying to figure out the Sutton Smith situation. As we
it's
progress.
A situation.
As it's a situation.
It's not an injury.
As we progress, we'll have a better understanding. But obviously, he's a great young man, so we'll get a feel for his total situation and what that looks like. Maybe he is opting out like COVID.
Yeah, I feel like there's an issue with Sutton Smith and whether it's the opinion or what's going on with the doctor. Or maybe he says that. Like, Sutton Smith's not – he's got a it's the way he worded it, calling it a situation as opposed to we're just not sure about the injury. You know,
yeah.
The way you talk about injuries, it's an injury. This is
right.
What we're going to do. We're not sure yet. We're going to get it diagnosed. You're talking about something. He's talking about as if you could speculate that maybe this kid isn't happy with something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a follow-up. Sorry. Silverfield tells Greg and Eli, what can be unburdened by what has been?
It's like freaking Yoda.
I'm sorry?
He said...
I'm going to need you to read that again.
He said...
This
what,
one again.
He said, did you just fall out of the coconut tree? Unburdened by what has been.
Like Bill Walton.
I'm kidding, bro.
Who's,
I'm kidding about that. That was Kamala.
No, it wasn't.
See, what can be unburdened by what has been? You were really going for it.
I must have missed that one.
Look, he's not.
Was that in her interview?
Yeah, she says it all the time. You need to get up on your Kamala because that was just really bad on your part.
I'll be back for the debates.
You are not locked in, right?
I checked out for a little bit. It's called football.
But no, I don't know. It definitely, like, the responses to the tweet, Jonah Dillon tweeted this quote out, and everybody's like, what does this even mean? Bro got an MRI, and they still don't know. This is Kamala Harris-level nonsensical response. What kind of gobbledygook is this?
Now, how is Kamala constantly catching y'all's bullets straight?
It's just politics. It's just political humor, man. Okay? All right.
Ain't nobody talking about the straight answers we're not getting from your boy over there. You sound like you were about to do an impression.
Now, this definitely sounds like a Trump response, though, doesn't it? Like,
because he's been talking about some weird stuff lately.
This is like how, you know, you'll get like the non sequiturs, you know what I'm saying, from about the oil and stuff. But yeah, listen, I can't tell you exactly what that means because I didn't ask the question. I didn't have a follow. But that was the quote that was
sound
put
like
out.
He learning how to weave like Trump was talking
about.
Did you hear what Trump learned? The art of weaving and how it's baffling teachers and Trump, this new thing that Trump does where he doesn't give you any. He actually addressed it. It sounds like that Silverfield has learned the art of weave where you don't answer the question.
If you read the MRI, does the MRI good or bad? It's probably good is what I'm anticipating, but I'm speculating. So probably what the kid said is, man, I got a big career ahead of me. I don't want to play. That's what that sounds like. I'm speculating.
It's not something that Sutton thinks it is, and that's what you mean. And that happens probably all the time, don't you? It's so common.
Is it?
You would think.
I think you would just get like a diagnosis.
I don't mean necessarily.
Right.
I just mean in football.
It's clean, bro. Play.
Or it's not clean.
No, maybe it feels a different way than what the MRI is showing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not showing a break, but you feel like the damn thing's broken. Well, they've said some sprains can hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's somewhere in there.
That's fair.
What he's feeling maybe is, you know, what they're showing is not the way, you know, it's not jiving. That's what it sounds like to me. That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
You know, he's in more pain than what the diagnosis is showing. So they're saying, hey, man,
right.
This is saying you're okay. You know, you're going to tough it out or what? And there's sort of a questioning of the toughness level that happens in football all the time. And so maybe that's somewhere in there. Not certainly saying what that's what. Don't be nodding like that. Like, it could be that.
I don't know what it is.
It could easily be that.
I have no idea.
It seems like nobody else does either. You're nodding at me like that's far-fetched. That's probably not. It's somewhere in that. That's why it's a situation, bro.
It's a situation.
Yeah. Sticky situation.
But I don't expect him to play on Saturday.
Well, I mean, if DeRozier's is decent, we'll be fine. Between him and Mario Anderson, we're not really concerned about it against Troy.
Yeah.
It's more important, really, the rest of the season. But we've already chalked it up to he's out. I mean, haven't you?
Those
reports initially were discouraging.
Yes.
Everybody that was down on the sideline, he was on crutches.
That's right. Yeah.
They said that just sort of the response from the team, it was all down. And so I had sort of checked, you know, kind of moved on that you were not going to have Sutton Smith anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to hear that this is going on, but you weren't banking on having Sutton Smith any part of this season. And I'm still not based on this.
Yeah.
My guess is that they think Sutton's maybe a little bit better than maybe it's not as bad as Sutton thinks it is. That would be just my guess.
I don't know what to say.
In terms of seeing something. You know.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay, right. You don't speculate on injuries.
I don't speculate on injuries.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as the situation progresses, we'll have a better understanding. And what can be unburdened by what has been is kind of the way I'm going to leave that. But you got to get locked in. I don't know if it's because you want to parlay last night or what.
Bro, I'll tell you what. I'm complacent.
No question.
Because once them numbers started evening up.
And guess
I said,
what?
You know what I said? I said they don't need my help anymore.
Yep.
She got this.
And just when you start to let up, Donald Trump is now the favorite again.
Bro, he's telling you about winding and he ain't answering any questions. Dude, we're not going to do this.
I'm just telling you what's going on.
Just like
in the
I
world.
Told David Lipsum. Let it play out.
Yeah. But again,
what you so worried about? I got to get locked back in for what?
I'm just saying, you know,
we're fine. We got a real race on our hands.
You were out there on the trail. You know, and you were rallying donations. It was looking good. You watched a couple football games.
How much did we bring in?
A lot.
And I was part of that initial landslide.
Well, your team's losing ground. So
no, I'm letting them work. If we need to get back out there and block, get in the trenches, if Coach Waltz tells me I need to get back out there, I will.
Yeah.
Right now, we're taking a break.
Y'all looking like Ronnie Stanley right now. Illegal formation.
We looking good, bro.
So, anyway.
Best thing, Joe did the best thing, didn't he? We got a race now, don't we?
Well, it is close. It is definitely neck and neck. Hey, you can flip a coin, and that'll probably be the next president at this point. So, it's 12:20. We're a little late to it because Jason got caught up in the Silverfield answer. It's a maze, right? It's like
what's going on?
It's like
that and Kamala's campaign.
I think that was the idea, right? Silverfield wanted to catch you in that labyrinth, you know, and you got caught in it.
Did you call it a labyrinth?
Isn't that what it is, or is it labyrinth?
No.
Labyrinth.
No, labyrinth.
My bad. Again,
that Y is silent.
That Y is silent.
We're doing this because you stopped me early in the week.
Hey, and all's so fair.
That's how we're going to do.
No,
and hopefully Ed and them and Tim, this is how the relationship with Penny is going to do. We're going to hold each other accountable. Sao Paulo?
Yeah, well, yeah, you've tripled down on it. I mean, you're not accepting the
my man said labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Well, that was a movie.
It was. It's also
David Bowie.
It's also
you probably call him David Bowie.
I think it was. Is it not David Bowie? I thought it was.
It's Bowie.
Okay. It's also quick trivia: the intro song to Jeff's show,
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, come in. There you go.
I've often wondered what that is.
Earthquake. Labyrinth, earthquake.
Is that some British stuff?
It is. It's that drill rap. Yeah, yeah.
I wondered where Jeff in the world on that wave. Y'all found that.
Jeff was on that wave before it was ever cool,
I
bro.
I was like, how is this like Jeff? Because Jeff is like, Taylor.
Labyrinth, yeah.
Come in.
That's it.
Now. What a weird song. It sounds like some off Atari.
You had to change the intro.
Back in the day.
America or Memphis is, well, he's not sportscom unless he wants to be. Memphis is media mogul. Smart. Astute.
Ed Scott's the best sports comments this town's ever seen.
Well researched. Tough. Labyrinth. But fair. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. You know what's amazing to me, too? Is that he has had that song as his introduction for
the whole time.
11 years.
It's amazing.
I mean, he hasn't gotten sick of it. I think, honestly, it's because he's oblivious. He just doesn't
no
pay attention.
Idea what's right.
You know?
It's an ear tone, though. It's an ear tone. Even if it's
I've
old.
I've gotten very used to
it's
it.
It's an ear tone.
It's a part of my life.
Yeah, it's
really
like it's a cue.
Yeah.
And when he's late, you know,
it's very
distracting. When it plays a little long before he's back.
Hey,
I think all of Memphis gets distracted.
Sometimes you got to drop a deuce.
He does let that thing roll, doesn't he?
Sometimes we know what's going on.
That leader tone, practice. It's going, bro.
Oh, I mean.
Jeff?
Hello?
Come in.
Yeah. I remember
no,
those
no,
days.
It's cool. It's a good
I remember
song.
Those days.
I love that good.
I would be sitting in that seat you're sitting
yes,
in.
Yes, sir.
And I'd be like, yo, you all right, bro? You gonna ever talk? You know?
In your case, what he would do is be like, listen, could you just start the show? Just start the show. And I'd be like, man, John's got some talent over there.
That's right. No, it does require talent to do a show with Jeff every single day. There's no doubt about it. But to the rundown.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, let's talk about that Ed Scott interview because I thought it was interesting in a number of ways, not just for the compliments that he showered Jeff with. That was secondary, or maybe even third on the list of things that were important. But I in terms of the things I like to hear the most, one is I like to hear that the budget for Memphis is in good shape. Basketball, mm-hmm. The Memphis basketball budget is in good shape.
Yep,
and he kind of shut people up in that way, right? Like you hear people say, "Well, what is Memphis?" Because that is like the main. That is the thing that annoys me the absolute most is that people try to say that it's not a good job. People try to say that they don't. What do you expect Memphis to be? La 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 la. Right? They have a better budget than Iowa State. Iowa State's a Power 5 team. They've been awesome. They've been awesome for the last couple of years. I don't know how far they went last year, but they were one of the better defensive teams in the country. And they're
number one.
Yeah,
defensively.
And they're top 5, top 10 again this year. And they're in Maui with you. You know, you have a better budget than they do. So, and that's a pretty good program, just as a gauge. And I appreciated the fact, you know, that they went to the Sweet 16 last year.
I thought so.
Yeah, I appreciated the fact that he singled out Iowa State because, again, that's a recognizable program. They've had some success here, you know, been to the Sweet 16 four times in the last 10 years. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a good clip. I'll take that. You know, right now, I wish I, for Memphis, by the way, it's been 15 years since they've been in the Sweet 16 and counting, just letting you know. But Memphis basketball budget is good. Ed Scott reiterated that. Secondly, he reiterated that Penny will be on the sidelines for the first game of the season, that if there was any doubt about whether or not he would be fired or the, whatever the case may be, he is saying unequivocally, Penny will be on the sidelines. Based on the information yesterday, that Penny will be on the sidelines against Missouri. He also said that it was Penny's decision to fire the coaches that he fired. Mm-hmm. He said he did work in consultation with Penny, but he said ultimately he's the coach and it's his decision or his decisions to make. I don't know if you... and also, he acknowledged the existence of the letter. He knew about the letter when he was interviewing back in the summer.
Yeah, letter goes way far back.
Yeah, and
I don't think we. I think that timeline was enlightening. We
it was
why,
and it maybe changes your view a little bit of how Memphis chose to respond to the 40 inquiry, maybe a little bit. Given that we knew it happened way back,
maybe a little bit too.
You know,
we didn't, you and I didn't discuss that as much first hour, but I think you're right on that.
Yeah,
that if you thought maybe it was a change in approach so much as opposed to
right.
You know, the administration now treating us differently. Maybe not. Maybe it was more. We don't think this is anything. Yes, we've turned it over.
It's old news to us.
It's old news because this letter's frankly been around for a while.
Exactly, and so, you know, I do
that
think
could certainly be part of it.
I do,
you
I
have
do
to factor that in now. Yes,
I do have to sort of just assume
again. Ed Scott's allowing Penny to hire Jermaine, mm-hmm. who's one of the first names mentioned in the allegations. So I just think that is indicative of how Memphis's not just the athletic department, its administration feels,
mm-hmm.
frankly, about the letter, or at least. Again, those first couple of allegations. Because I'm not going to sit up here and try to spin it and not tell you that third one. You know, forget the Emmanuel Aikau one that was second. You know, he didn't even play here. But that third one with Malco, we all know. You know, that's the one we're waiting on. You know, that could be serious.
Yeah, I do have to, you know,
have to what?
Assume that. I do have to assume that, you know, they don't think much of it. But
I guess to sort of cap that off, the idea to go back to the news that you were saying and what Ed had to, I mean, what Scott had to address today,
mm-hmm.
there sort of was this, at least among the fan base and some media, John, this knee-jerk, oh, he's got to go.
Right.
Like, this just adds to everything,
right?
This needs to be the end. And, guys, what's important to know here is Memphis has had this letter for a long time and clearly hasn't thought much of at least two of the three allegations, it looks like. Again, I tell you, you got to be taking this Malco one seriously. But back to the point that they're going to let it play out, guys. They're going to let Penny either, you know, get himself in trouble here with the NCAA, the Malco thing, or win or lose his way out of this thing, one way or the other.
Yep.
There's no need to try to fast forward, you know, in terms of trying to, what are we talking about? They just let him clean out his staff.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me now the best move after a letter they've had for weeks or maybe even months is to go tell him, now you got to go? A couple of weeks here before the season starts?
Yep.
You don't do it that way. You don't run it that way.
Exactly.
And so my only point here is there's no need to try to push the pedal to the metal here and say, you got to make the decision now. Guys, they've known about these allegations for a long time and apparently haven't thought a great deal about at least a couple of them. As evidenced by the fact that you're retaining, you're keeping Jermaine.
Right. So
no need for knee jerks, guys. Or the man. Let's just admit it's done and fire him today. Stop.
Right.
It's got to play out, guys. And I think Ed made that pretty clear today in the interview with Jeff. An interview you should go listen to on the Odyssey app. You can listen to anytime. Mm-hmm. I think he made it pretty clear today. He's going to allow Penny to do that, right? He's going to allow Penny to try to fight his way out of this thing. As he said, unequivocally, I expect him to be the head coach when we start up.
Yep.
Now,
so,
we'll see on that Malco deal.
We'll see.
Something we got to pay attention to.
We don't have the final answer there yet.
No, we don't.
That will be worth monitoring. But good stuff from Ed Scott with Jeff Calkins this morning on 92.9.
Next story.
All right, Dolphins had to let, and football's back. We discussed last night's opener. It was fantastic. But there is news from the Miami Dolphins. And since we know, had let Christian Wilkins go. He's now a Raider. But Jalen Ramsey, they are not letting go. Reached an agreement on a 3-year extension worth $24 million per year. I'm not sure, John, that Ramsey grades out still He's this makes him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history for the second time in his career. I'm not sure because you got a bunch of young pups coming up that he still grades out along every metric as the best corner in the league as he once did. But again, I think in terms of the way he's revered across the league, the way offensive coordinators have to prepare for him, he's still top three, top five.
For sure.
And that's what the Dolphins clearly saw in him. Again, you made a decision here between him and Christian Wilkins and decided, you know what, we're not going to pay the money for the big interior lineman. And I can sort of understand that, too. While they're important, they're not big, huge sack guys. And most of your money up front, you want to reserve that for the Crosbys of the world
right. Who
are actually going to give you some sacks. So they're stuck in a spot. I do think retaining Jalen Ramsey, though, is going to help keep that defense certainly more than capable. And I think I'm with John. I think the AFC East here, at least it should, and I know Lord knows and y'all know, I've been trying to count out Buffalo for years, but this should come down to Miami and the Jets.
Yep.
You know, it really should, frankly. Miami was banged up last year. Tua still has a good year, gets paid. They've got weapons offensively.
Yep.
And I'm a Mike McDaniel fan of what they do offensively. It's defensively with guys like Jalen Ramsey now. Can they be good enough? Can they stay healthy enough? They had an AFC East battle. Should be pretty fun to watch. Because Lord knows the Bills may – Josh Allen may not be done. You know, I've been trying to write him off for a long time. And he refuses to allow me to. It's last year they end up the division winner for, a fourth straight year?
Yeah.
So looking forward to this AFC East race that I do think in the end will come down to the Jets in Miami.
Well, tonight we, of course, do have more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NFL action.
Yes.
We have.
I'm not going to say where. You can say that. But.
Well, you could just say it's in Brazil. I mean, if you're just steadfast on not saying.
Apparently, it's dangerous down there.
Yeah.
Read.
And also, interestingly enough, the Eagles are the home team, so they're right there by the stadium, and the Packers are like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. Like that's how far it is. Their hotel.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
I guess you just get there early enough.
Well, home field advantage, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, why should I have to? I mean, the Eagles are losing a home game, you know, so you might as well make it sweeten the pot for them.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
Yes.
It is definitely a disadvantage for the Green Bay Packers. Eagles minus two tonight. Again, that was out 2-3 at one point.
I can't wait for these Eagles to come out and flop on their face for y'all. I know, it hurts you. But you're not the only one that's high on them. I'm not trying to mess with your money. You know that.
You think
it's not personal.
I mean, especially after I did everything I could do to help you yesterday. I mean,
don't think that just one act of sacrifice all of a sudden makes you Jesus.
That's right.
But I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You know where I'm at. I just think the Cowboys have been written off a little soon.
But let me ask you this, though.
I'm not here to argue you about the Philadelphia.
What about tonight? I mean, don't you think this is a great spot for the Eagles?
Do you think what we watched last year with Jordan Love and the Packers was real and that momentum that was being built up? And frankly, if you watched the end of the seasons last year, you'd be picking – you should have more faith in the Packers.
I think they're
right? I know the changes we like with – but, bro, I'm not convinced Kellen Moore is some offensive, you know, guru that fixes everything. If he had Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Would have been fine.
I just think they're due. I think the Packers are due for a little bit of a letdown after last season.
They started poorly last year.
They lost Aaron Jones, you know. I mean, it's a new running back. I mean, I guess if you believe Josh Jacobs just comes in.
Yeah, what's the difference? Josh Jacobs is effective.
Yeah, he's not the pass catcher that Aaron Jones is, though.
That's true.
And they have running back injuries past that. So
we still got A.J. Dillon?
He's hurt.
Okay.
I believe. Maybe even out for the season.
Is that right?
I have to look into it. Season-ending IR.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's gone. So it's just Jacobs there right now. That's a lot of load. Well, a lot of work for him.
I am glad Bear Killer Aaron Jones is gone.
Yeah. Let brother go home. Now we need to see what's up with the Eagles secondary, but I just think they're the better team here. Now there are some questions with you lose Kelce, you know, at center that you had for so long. How's that going to look?
He was a big part of the brain,
but man,
of that offense.
I mean, it's hard to say no to, you know, an offense of Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, and Jahan Dotson as the third. I mean, he's really the sixth or seventh option on this team. They're loaded on offense.
They're loaded.
The question is going to be, you know, are they good enough defensively to do what they have to do to win games? So I think I will probably end up laying it with Philly. I need to pray about it, you know.
I don't know if that's going to help you.
Well, with all my big decisions, yeah. I usually do need to pray about them.
Wow.
It's just true.
God, I didn't know that said you.
I got to pray about them.
Wow.
Meditate. Would you prefer me say meditate?
Sure, yes.
Praying is a form of meditation, yeah. And meditation is a form of praying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, praying is a universal, you know, practice. Is it not? I mean, you could pray about anything.
No, you know? That's very true.
You know, and oftentimes we need to.
And pray for others.
Yeah, absolutely. I was praying
not just yourself.
For Pacheco last night, getting that end zone.
Well, right, for me.
People will not believe this when I tell them, but I had no bets on that game last night.
It was amazing.
I had no bets.
He was only sweating it out through my free bet. And I think that's a great sign.
Yeah, but I had just as much fun watching it without having money on it, you know, maybe even more because I was like, whew, I don't have to worry about whether this dude's toe is in or not.
I said, let's do that again tomorrow, John, where you don't bet again. Let's see, can we do two in a row?
I can't promise that. I do have a friggin', I mean, I have an ungodly amount of college games that I've bet.
Oh, I know it's coming, the mother load.
I will say,
unload.
I am aligned with Jeffrey on at least one of his bets this week. In college, I'm actually in line with two of them now that I'm looking at them.
We got Jeffrey's bets this morning, didn't we?
I have Ole Miss minus 41.5. I think we talked about that yesterday.
I love Ole Miss.
He's got him at 43. You know, obviously he's got him at a worse number. He's got to do day of on Friday when he does the segment. That's tough to beat those numbers. He also has Arizona State, Mississippi State over 59. I've got over 56.5. So
you look, be getting them early.
You know, that's very important to get the early number. We talk about this all the time. But see, I could have Ole Miss by 42 and I win and he loses. I could have a 57-58 point output in Arizona State and I win and he loses. You know, it's just what we tell people all the time. He also has the do I see Tennessee here? Did I catch that? No, he does not have any Tennessee action here.
I just tweeted out his card too.
Yeah, look. Thank you. He's going to bounce back. I mean, what Jeffrey is doing is very, very difficult. I'll be totally honest. Like, he is picking games at the end of the week that have been absolutely beat to hell, and he's picking, like, big games. He's picking Alabama. He's picking, you know, Kentucky, South Carolina, you know, Oklahoma State, Arkansas, Texas, Michigan. Like, he's picking the biggest, most bet games of the week, and you know, he went 5-5 last week. I would guess he's going to go 5-5 most weeks.
Wow.
He's going to probably go 5-5, 4-6, 6-4. You know, that's, I mean, it's just very difficult, right? It's very difficult.
It's tough with these teams. He doesn't have Michigan, Texas on this card for this week. Oh, no, he does.
No,
you're
he does.
Right.
He's got Texas. He's got Texas
wow.
minus 7.
Yeah, what do you think of that one, John?
I mean, it's just a tough game. I mean, I could see, you know, I think 7 is a lot to lay on the road. I mean, you know, I know Michigan is down, but it's a lot to lay on the road.
Yeah, there it is on his card. Yeah.
I get it. But, like, the games I have this week, I have the under in the UAB game. I have I have Sam Houston State plus 23.5. I have UTSA over. I have Eastern Michigan plus 27.5. Like, I have a bunch of games that nobody likes, you know? Like, that. Those are the ones where, like, not as many people are paying attention. Dude, Michigan, Texas, I assume that handles, you know, tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting nothing on over any. Like, everybody knows that number's sitting there at 7. It's going to sit there at 7, and it ain't going to change. You know, you pick which side of the line you want to be on, but it ain't going to change. You're not going to, like, the edge will not be there. And that's what you're looking for. Like, last night, you had edge. You had Isaiah Pacheco anytime touchdown. Nobody saw that happening. Nobody saw that happening. Chiefs money line, nobody had that. Edge. Game day edge. You know, only Jason has that. That was divine right there.
It was.
That was divine.
You were very kind to me last night.
You know, listen, in terms of tonight, I don't want to get too much into it. You know, I may get out and watch this game.
Because, again, what I want tonight, and I shouldn't want a Green Bay win, but I'm dead set on Philly. I mean, it goes against your money, and so I don't think we can align tonight the way we did last
night.
Well, you know what
I mean, that's bad juju.
I want to take
that's horrible
Green Bay
juju.
And you know,
I mean, why you have a $30 free bet? Why would you not just want to, like, okay, what are we cooking tonight? Same deal, 1-1.
Well, I want to take the underdog tonight, right? You said am I 3-point underdog?
You're 2-point underdog.
Okay, I want to take the underdog with, I don't know, some prop that you're going to suggest, whether it's an anytime touchdown.
Well,
or
I mean, they need to be correlated.
But I don't want you to take it personal, so that's a problem.
I don't take it personally. If you're going to do Green Bay money line, you should do a Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown. I mean, that's what you should do. They have too many receivers to try to guess which one gets in, you know?
Yeah, my guess is that, well, that because they're underdogs,
yeah,
that'll be over 200, right?
Plus 200. Are you going money line?
Yeah.
You're going to go Green Bay money line?
Yes.
So, yeah, it'll probably be better than what you got last night.
It will be, because, again, the Chiefs were favored last night.
It might be, you know, plus 250 or something like that.
Love. See, so, one of these days you're going to have to sit me beside you.
But that's not – but that's,
I'm really getting this thing figured out. I mean, you saw my numbers. You saw how I win.
I'll tell you what it is.
I mean, y'all know.
I'll tell you
I don't
what
have
is.
Them Jonte Porter-type limits. FanDuel kind of limits me.
That's right.
Because I'm a concern.
That's right.
Because I come on there and I win.
It's,
you get it? That's
plus,
not what they want.
Plus 212 is what it is. Because they have Josh Jacobs minus 135 to score a touchdown. So if you wanted to get really froggy, pick a receiver, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. Of those three, who you like?
I don't like any of it.
Yeah,
I've had Watson in fantasy. It's just a nightmare trying to sort of pick.
Can I interest you?
Because their receiving situation, it changes from game to game in terms of who it could be.
What about a tight end? Can I interest you in one of the tight ends, Musgrave or Kraft?
No, I'll just stick with what you had me there on Jacobs.
You know he's the guy.
Yeah, inside the five, they're giving him the ball.
And plus, he can catch a.
Wouldn't be mad at a Jordan Love run though.
I don't think is that his game.
He will, and I would get. Crazier odds on it. I turn it into two tanks of gas.
That's right. That's right.
Instead of one.
Hey, we talked about it all day yesterday.
Number two.
Nah, we had a lot of fun on FanDuel yesterday, didn't we?
Well, one of us did. One of us did.
I mean, hey, you just decided to help.
I did. I did.
You got in there and blocked and tackled for a man. Waltz would have been proud of it.
That's my goal. I mean, I had to.
You weren't trying to win.
Big Dan was right in front of me. I just road graded over Dan. I said, I wasn't finna let him get in my brother's way.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Well, there he goes. You should go back and watch that Pacheco touchdown. It was pretty crazy.
I did miss it.
Yeah, like it was.
He kept the legs turning.
He is awesome.
I
feel like he's gonna get himself hurt.
Yeah, with that churning stuff.
Who said it? We joked about 2 years ago. They said he runs like he's angry at the ground.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to pound the ground, like hurt the ground.
Tirico and Collinsworth were saying that they thought maybe four progress should have been called. You know, I mean, they would have probably just given it to him on the next snap anyway. I mean, they were inside the 5 yard line, but you know, it's a game of inches, bro.
Dude, to me, Lively is a mismatch. He's a revelation.
He is
where he is in his career. Remember last year, he was just coming on, just emerging. They're like, this guy might have a future, dude. He looks like a problem in the league for the next couple of years, and Lamar already trusts him clearly.
Yeah.
In the same way he used to look like he trusted Mark Andrews for years.
Yes. So last thing on this NFL betting tip before we move on.
I need Tennessee. What did you say on Tennessee, North Carolina State, NC State? I just needed a field right fish. You had some games.
Yeah.
You had mentioned a couple college games that Jeffrey had.
No, he didn't have that one. He did not have Tennessee.
Where are you on that? Are you not no action whatsoever?
I don't have anything.
This is 14-15. This is a pretty good game on Saturday.
I would like the over in that game.
Yeah, all the offense we're going to see.
Yeah, I would lean Tennessee minus 10, but man, that is such a premium number, isn't it? I mean, the only thing I would say is that, you know, the last time we saw an SEC team go up against an ACC team, they're still picking up body parts.
Bro, NC State is dog crap. Yeah. That's a bad team.
Second half.
Tennessee's not the class that Georgia is, but obviously NC State's not the class that Clemson is. So, I mean, that number for Clemson was 10.5 close. This is 10. Feels right. I think it's fair. I'd probably play Tennessee if I had to.
Yeah.
You know, and just think the hype will runs it up. I mean,
Wolfpack gave up 361 yards in their week one win, and Tennessee rolled up 780.
Was it Western Carolina or something?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they were giving up almost 400 yards in that game. Tennessee is eating
yes.
on offense so far.
Exactly.
Scored on their first seven drives. I know it'll be in a better competition against SEC State, but that offense looks awesome. And if the Wolfpack defense isn't, I'm with John. This is going to be an SEC run over.
I agree.
So real quick on the NFL. So in the span of 30 seconds last night, this is how tight this stuff is. And the decision of one play, we went from favorite and under in terms of both cashing, right? Favorite Chiefs under on the total cashing.
Yes.
To then it was underdog covering and the over because of the touchdown and putting that touchdown got it over the total of 46.5, 47. I think it was 47, right? It would have got it over 47 officially. It was at 47. That would have put it to 53. And then they obviously overturned the call. So we went back to favorite and under.
Damn.
In the span of 30 seconds, that is how much, you know, one play in the NFL can change and how tight this stuff is in the NFL. I mean, if you are betting NFL on game day, please understand you're losing.
Yeah.
You're just going to. I mean, you might flip the coin and it might turn up tails, you know. But, like, you're just losing. Just trying to – even if you bet early in the week, it's tough. But, like, these markets are getting better and better and better and better. And the meat on the bone, so to speak, for you, the better, is getting less and less. So,
but that's why we have you and Adam Chernoff to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I mean –
the brains.
Absolutely. And, look, sometimes a number can go too far. I mean, it happens. But college is definitely – there's still some. You know, you can bet them early. You can definitely see some drastic movements. Like this Texas game, you know, it opened like 4, 3.5, 4, and it's out to 7. Memphis against Florida State is now out to 3.5. It opened 1.5. It's now 3.5. People have been betting Florida State. They'll continue to bet Florida State. That could close 7. It would not surprise me at all if it closed 7.
Not me either.
Yeah.
I think the money should be coming in.
I think the opener of 1.5.
I'm like you. I'm concerned for Memphis.
Yes.
Boy, he's had like 11 days to prepare. This is a must win for them down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like Memphis hasn't won a road game, you know, I mean, against a Power 5 opponent since when? I mean, when's the last time?
Road Power 5? Long time.
I mean, they just don't do it.
Didn't we look this up a while back?
That was ranked.
Okay.
So, I mean, could there have been a non-ranked and unranked win?
Yeah.
You'd think. You know, I don't know. Maybe. But I'm thinking about those Ole Miss trips. Those were ass kickings. All the Starkville trips, those were ass kickings.
What did we say on the range? Was it the 93 Mississippi State?
Is that, yeah. And I think they're being honored this week, right?
Yeah, that's Isaac Bruce and those guys. This is their game.
Yeah. So who like, what Power 5 team? Like, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Is there any other they played recently that comes to mind?
Not Arkansas.
Like, home and home? I don't think so. I really don't think so. So, I mean, you're probably going – it's probably the same answer. I mean, it's probably – you know, I don't think they've ever won in Knoxville, have they?
Were there some old games against Boise State?
Well, they're not Power 5.
Of course, you said Power 5.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I think that's kind of the issue here is that you're asking Memphis to do something that they haven't done in 31 years, ranked or unranked. So, it's very difficult to understand what people are asking. So, that's why I thought the 1.5 number was just off, you know. And you'll see that number continue to climb out. But anyway, got NFL action tonight in Brazil. Should be fun.
Next story.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just sort of put the cap on it. John touched on it. They are honoring that 1993 team. Remember, we had Nyrone Hawkins, Pastor Nyrone Hawkins, former Tiger football player, M Club director, board of directors president, and here last week, Isaac Bruce along with him to talk about it. Had the golf tournament, I believe, yesterday, and they'll be honoring that team, that 1993 team that started that year, and Isaac came on and talked about it with that win over Mississippi State this weekend. So remember, 11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow against Troy. John, you said that number is what?
18.5.
18.5. I think we both feel pretty good about Memphis, but again, we do have our eye on the run game, what it's going to look like. You know, you got to replace Sutton Smith with something. We'll see if DeRozier, if he can handle it or not, but
yep.
Something I'll be watching. And then obviously, you know, defense, that was a good performance, the kind of improvement you wanted to see, especially against that level of opponent. Remember, you were starting the year 103 SP plus in terms of where you were ranked. That's what killed you last season. Jumped up, 18 spots to 85. It was that kind of performance, pretty dominant. Now, let's see it against an FBS team now, you know, in Troy. You'd like to see that continue against a higher level of team,
yep,
and improved level of defense. They were out there sticking, I thought.
Yep.
I'd like to see them continue to get out the quarterback, maybe create some turnovers. Thought they did a good job for that first time out in their new defense. They look really good at fast at linebacker with, obviously it goes without saying, with Martin and Elijah Herring, who both had great games,
yes,
against North Alabama.
Absolutely. So that'll be a fun day. Fun day to honor that team.
11 a.m.
Hopefully Memphis will roll. All right, we'll come back. Dan Williams is going to join us in Studio 125. We'll talk to him about his initiative, life after the NFL, thoughts on the new rules, and more. So stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to find me? ESPN?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.